very busy day today, but it was very successful. I'm not quite sure who needs to hear this, but you need to take things one step at a time. You're frustrated because you're trying to do everything at once. I know you're trying to lose weight, trying to pay rent. It's a curve. You're trying to, you know, practice meditation. Go on that fucking vacation. You're trying to get the kids ready for school. Your work. And you also have your side hustle. You're trying to date. You're trying to clean the house. You're trying to cook and save. You're only one person. So, do it one at a time. Please. Imagine the quality of life. Now, imagine the quality of your life not being centered around what you can afford. The space in which you live, the places you go, the experiences you have, the food you eat, the hobbies you try, having the ability to do you. It's true freedom, and I feel it's a personal responsibility to free yourself. When I think of my life, I want to feel joy, deep satisfaction. I just want to be able to do things that I love. I know. The older you get, the more you realize that everything is really that deep. The people you confide in, trust, date, become friends with, the opportunities you take, what you watch and listen to, what you eat, and even what you consume mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's very deep and shouldn't be taken lightly. This is your only life. I don't think you've ever been here before. You should be very careful. Be very mindful of the things you allow. The older you get, the more you realize that everything is really deep. I know, I don't want to be toxic. I'm not here to bash men. I'm actually here to just tell you that I had a fuckingness. I had a very fucking stressful day. It was very productive. I know. It's very stressful trying to manage a car. A car is very stressful. It's like you are the only one. Yelling and people are not hearing you. And I just want to encourage you out there that you're not failing as a person. Take your time. Take your time. You're not failing. The fact that something is not working, that doesn't mean that you're not trying. There's so much in life to be grateful for. There's so much in life to be thankful for. And you might feel like maybe your friends are ahead of you. But you're actually doing amazing and you survive 90% of your worst days. There was a time where I felt like I wasn't doing much because everyone around me was doing a whole lot, and I kept asking God, like, what am I doing wrong? Am I your stepdaughter? Every time I keep asking this question, he keep telling me that we're on a different path. You're on a different race. And you just gotta be patient. That was the voice I keep hearing. It might seem like a lot of things are not working out. I'm talking to the men especially, because sometimes I just feel like men could vent. I wish they could vent. I would really want to know what goes through a man's heart. I'm not trying to list him because I want to, like, you know, find a weak spot. I want to know what goes through their head, what goes through their mind. It's a whole lot, you know. It's a whole lot. And I think that, everyone needs to experience being completely alone. I mean, not testing someone or calling someone. But you're paying your own bills, you're pampering yourself, you go on solo date, you go to the gym, lots of prayer and meditation. This helps build strength. The reason why this is important is because if you don't know how to be alone, then you end up tolerating things you don't deserve because of the fear of being alone. I don't know if you understand me. A lot of you guys out there, a lot of you women or men out there, you're scared of being alone. I've been alone before. I feel like I've been alone most of my life. I could be in a relationship with you and I'm still alone. To be alone, do not hold on to people too much. If there's something I've learned in my life, is the ability to be able to detach myself when love is no longer on the table. I don't care if the dick is big, I don't care if you make me come by 9 times a day. If love is no longer on the table, I would leave you alone. I always tell people that you need to find somebody else to fuck with, not me. I know it seems harsh. It seems harsh, but it's real. It's real. It's not easy, but you gotta do what you gotta do. Forgotten who said, they say if you have the ability to love yourself first. I've forgotten the author's name. I don't know. It's a whole lot, but you gotta do what you gotta do, regardless. Know when to leave. I know. Everybody thinks that when you ghost them and you stay to yourself, you're being weird or acting funny. I'm trying to stay alive. For real. I'm just trying to stay alive. I didn't ghost you. I'm just trying to stay alive. My mystery does not like company. When I'm going through stuff, I isolate. It's not you, it's me. I know I'm weird. You understand? Nobody tells you how hard life eats you. You outgrow the people you love the most. Lose a lot of people who've watched you grow up. And sometimes the way you plan your life doesn't always work out the way you want it, and you can't stop and just pray because life waits for no one. You still need to go to work. I said it, the most fucked up part about adulthood is that regardless how your life is going, you still need to show up. Yeah. You still need to show up. It doesn't matter. You still need to go to classes. You still need to take care of your responsibilities and yourself. That's adulthood, and it's so fucked up. And it's hard. And I want you to be more kind and understanding to your friends. You could reach out to them and just like, sup, hope you're alive, hope you're breathing. I don't really get offended when my friends, they don't test me. You get? I don't get offended when they don't test me though. You understand? I understand. Yeah, I understand when you don't test me. It's a whole lot. It's a whole lot. It's a whole lot. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. But at the end of the day, it's life. I tell people that I'm not a consistent friend. I mean, kind of like a dependable friend. I'll go days without texting and calling you. That doesn't mean that I don't love you or fuck with you. Yeah, you know, my mood changes. I'm a witch. Some days I don't want to be bothered, and also I have my own life. Just trying to get through fashion school. Sometimes I struggle and have to pick myself up, back up. No handouts. Kind of like the only one here. You know, just like you have yours, and I respect that. We're grown, you know. Please, be kind to me. But you'll be all right. You'll be all right. And I apologize to anyone who doesn't understand that I'm an introvert. I don't text every day. I don't answer my phone. I don't hold long conversations like that. I don't like large group of people. I've got like social anxiety. I keep saying this. The last time I wanted to go out, I keep looking for ways to really cancel my plans. But any of my real friends really know my vibe, and they are so understanding, and I appreciate them for that. It's not intentional to anyone. I just prefer loneliness and isolation. And I'm not missing anything out there, you know. Yeah, because a lot of people be like, oh my God, you're missing so much. Why don't you just, you know, do this? And nah, Debbie, I'm not missing anything out there. I'm really okay where I am. Leaving my house is like, I don't know, it's like I am disturbing my like, I don't know, like leaving my house is so much work. It's so much work for me. But you need to do things one at a time. I used to always wanted to do things like everything. Like the jack of all trade, it's me. Somebody will say that all work and no play. Makes jacks a door boy. But I say all work and no play. That's a bank worker. Yeah, every once in a while I like to, you know, put my feet down, just go. But at the same time, I enjoy the isolation so much. I've practiced the art of being alone so much that when people come around me, I feel like they are disrupting my peace. That is what I feel like. By the end of the day, are you happy with yourself? You'll be okay. Stop guilt tripping yourself about stuff you haven't done for your mom. Just take one thing. Do one thing at a time. I don't think you've ever been to this life before. It's your first time. I've never been here before. There was no manual for me. I was just put here without my permission. Like, yeah. And you've got so much potential. For the fact you did something right now and it didn't work, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't do another thing. It might actually work out. Look at me today. I'm a fashion designer. I'm a whole lot of things. Like, if you see the numbers of no's I've gotten over the years, like, you'll be so heartbroken. But I still keep going. I still keep putting myself out there because I just feel like, you know what? One day we pay. Anyways, I'm gonna stop this podcast here tonight. I'm gonna stop it here tonight. So take care of yourself. It's your, you know, your host, Extra Almond, and I appreciate you for tuning into the Extra Almond podcast. Please do not forget to drop your comment. Do not forget to share. I beg of you. You know, plug your friends in. Tell them about my shit. They might fuck with me actually, you know. Okay. So fucking high right now.